Yeah, I think that's fair because if you look at some of these, some of this information coming out, as particularly of the JP Morgan case, there's a lot of powerful people that are potentially on the hook for enabling his sex trafficking crimes, particularly Jamie Dimon, you know, one of the most powerful bankers on Wall Street. So, I mean, that's hugely significant in and of itself. And again, some of the other people that have been subpoenaed as part of that case, the two co-founders of Google, Sergey Brin and Larry Page, and apparently Larry Page is so concerned about being served papers in this court case that he can't even be found. They've tried five different addresses and can't find him anywhere. And that's really astounding when you consider the ties of Google to the CIA from its founding, its collaboration with mass surveillance, and the fact that the New Albany Company, which was incorporated by Jeffrey Epstein, owns the land on which major data centers for Google, Amazon, and Facebook sit on. And no one's talking about that stuff because at the same period of time that happened, Epstein was setting up this insane DNA data mining company that he called a biomedical Google. In the U.S. Virgin Islands, and he wanted to sequence the genes of all these young Virgin Islanders, and he started funding education initiatives for like little kids and teens. Very suspect when it's Epstein, right? Because he wanted them to basically run servers for this company for him, and he wanted to train them from an early age on. I mean, there's so much crazy stuff here, and as you start picking away at it, I think it becomes really clear why they're focusing so much on his sex crimes. And again, it's not just his sex crimes, you know, as they occurred over the course of his lifetime and career. The mainstream media focus is specifically on sex crimes from 2000 to 2006. And there's no discussion of what Epstein, well, very little discussion of what Epstein was doing after he was arrested the first time, and what he was doing around the time he was arrested the second time. Because I think it's fair to say that the Department of Justice of the United States wasn't interested and justice for Epstein victims when they arrested him and, you know, helped cover up his apparent murder in 2019.
Wow. I mean, when I talk to you, it's a little like talking to RFK. Like that, it makes me realize that this is deep state corruption.